Welcome back to Toilet Reviews, giving you a number two review while you leave a number two in your toilet. We are here looking at some music, some TV show, some combination. We are doing Daisy Jones and the Six. Yeah, that's right. A little bit of mainstream-ish television. And yeah, I enjoyed this show, actually. I think it was, yeah, I'll get into it, but I'm not going to call it like objectively great or anything. I think it's objectively good. And, but I really enjoyed it overall. Actually, I thought for me personally, I feel like I liked it more than it deserved, if that makes sense. Like objectively, like I don't think on paper it's perfect, but it just, I happened to really enjoy it because of certain things, which I will talk about. But Daisy Jones and the Six is based on a book called Daisy Jones and the Six, written by Taylor Jenkins Reid. She's pretty popular author right now. I mean, she wrote The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo as well. So she's kind of just busting out these quick books. She writes about one every year or two. It looks like she averages a book every 18 months since 2013. So yeah, she's busting them out and they're doing quite well. And this one was brought to TV in March on Amazon Prime. And it has a great cast. You have Riley, I don't know how to say her last name, Keough as Daisy Jones, who is the granddaughter of Elvis, my mom told me. So that's pretty crazy. Sam Claflin from a lot of things is Billy Dunn. And then just a bunch of other great actors. But those are the main two that we see throughout. And yeah, they were cast really well. They did all the singing for the show, which there is a lot of. This is a story about a band in the 70s. So they definitely channel the Fleetwood Mac story here, which if you're not aware of that, there's a great documentary on Amazon Prime right now about Fleetwood Mac recording Rumors, the greatest album cover of all time, in my opinion, just a great album overall, which was recorded in the same studio where they filmed and recorded this stuff in this show, which was really cool. But yeah, quick synopsis of the Fleetwood Mac situation. It was basically just they were at each other's necks while recording that album, writing songs about other people, like passive aggressively, basically. And yeah, I mean, but the results are there. It's a great album. I think it's their best. And yeah, I just think it's really fascinating. So this book is clearly kind of influenced from that a lot. Some of the music as well is going to be influenced from that, as we'll see throughout the show. Certain songs definitely channel some Fleetwood Mac-esque vibes and just other bands from from that era. It's interesting that they wrote all these songs. They actually have released an album based on this, like throughout the show. They record a couple albums, but there's primarily one album they do together called Aurora, and that's actually like on Spotify and Apple Music right now. And which is kind of cool that there is the album, like it's an actual album. It has the same album cover, the same title. It's not like miscellaneous artists or whatever. Like it's under their band name, Daisy Jones and the Six, which is kind of fun. And there's some great songs on there, I think. And they got a lot of bigger names out there to help write the music. We have, I mean, the main guy kind of working throughout all the songs is Blake Mills, who has produced and worked on albums with Fiona Apple, Feist, Jack Johnson, like Mumford and Sons, just a lot of people. We have Marcus Mumford here helping us write a song. We have Phoebe Bridgers helped write a song. Madison Cunningham, who I just reviewed, did background vocals on one of the songs. So yeah, you get a lot of people came together for this. They wanted to make sure and do it the right way. And this show was supposed to be done a bit earlier, but we had some COVID time that kind of pushed it back a little bit. But because of that, each of these people in the show who play instruments, they spent like 9 months in what they called they called like a band camp, basically, where they were like learning to play their instruments better. I think a couple of them already played their instruments. For example, Josh Whitehouse already played guitar, so he just switched over to bass. Will Harrison already played guitar, but picked it up a little bit more. Sebastian Chacon was also already a drummer, but, you know, picked it up more. And, you know, they're quite good. And when they're on the stage throughout the show, they perform a lot. They're actually like performing. Yes, we're not getting that recorded version coming out for the audio, but you can just tell that they actually are performing the song, and they're performing it like correct. Like they're playing the right chords at the right times. Like the drum hits are right. Everything's right. And I think that is very important for a show like this, because it's visible to me as a musician. I can see that and see that they know what they're doing. Yeah, maybe they're not like perfect professional musicians. I mean, not many are. But yeah, they really nailed it, I think, with that aspect. It really looks good when they're playing on stage. It looks true and authentic, because it was. They really were playing the song. And then, yeah, they went over it and kind of fixed the audio and put in the studio versions. But, you know, it's really great. I couldn't find if like they actually used any of the other instrumentation from the other band members in the recordings. I doubt it. I imagine they just used Riley and Sam's vocals, and that was pretty much it. But yeah, neither of them were really singers before this either, and they really do a good job. I think they work well together. It's nothing incredible. Like, it's definitely mid-tier 70s rock, but the fact that it was written like just in the last 5 years is pretty cool, because they do channel that era really, really well. There's definitely, I think all the songs are pretty, they're all very listenable. The River is definitely a very Fleetwood Mac-y song. Look at Us Now starts very Fleetwood Mac-y, kind of a, gives homage to The Chain from Fleetwood Mac. Aurora's good. Regret Me's good. They're good songs on here, and I just really enjoyed that. You could get kind of sick of hearing the same songs over and over again, but I actually didn't while watching the show. And I've actually watched it 2 times through, because there's the ending made me want to do another watch through to see if I could catch some new things. And yeah, it was quite good. The reviews from other people, like Pitchfork gave it a 6.6. The Times gave it 4 out of 5 stars. AllMusic 3 out of 5 stars. So, you know, we're kind of in that 6 to 8 range, which definitely feels right to me. In terms of the music, the show, though, I would probably stay with those rankings. You know, I would have a hard time giving it higher than a 7 out of 10 objectively, but it does ring true to a lot of things. You have a story about, you know, this girl who's just neglected by her parents, and she finds connection to life through music and performing and writing. And we see her grow and go through the little things with addictions throughout the way. In fact, my mom had to stop watching the show toward the end because there were too much drugs. And I just said, all right, just skip the rest of that episode and watch the last two. You'll be fine. But there is a lot of drug usage, a lot of primarily cocaine. And then at the other side of the story, we have this guy, Billy, and his brother and his friends who are in a band in Pittsburgh and kind of make the move to LA, also go through some addictions and some struggles, some rehabilitation, and then come together with this girl, Daisy, and, you know, write a great album. And then, you know, they're kind of at each other's throats. The main two, Daisy and Billy, hate each other but love each other. They're kind of twin souls throughout this story. Wanting to be more for each other, but having situations that don't allow them to be, for personal growth reasons and because of prior relationships or whatnot. And it tells a good story, one that I really liked. It resonated with me. Not the drugs and stuff, but just like certain aspects with the music, writing music, and like connections. It's really interesting, and I really liked it. And ultimately, It does paint a good picture, and it does wrap it up in a nice way, in my opinion. I think the ending could be a little How I Met Your Mother-y and cause some contention, depending on if you like that kind of thing or not. But yeah, so overall, I would, yeah, I'd sit at like the 7 out of 10 mark for both the music and the show, which is actually pretty good. I really enjoyed it. Think it has a great story to tell. So there you go. The national day today, it's 7-Eleven, so you know. It's National Free Slurpee Day. So go to a 7-Eleven. I would do it, you know, it doesn't matter when you do it. It's too late. By the time you listen to this, it's too late 100%. But go get yourself a free Slurpee. It's just, I'm happy they still do this, you know. So 7-Eleven, there you go. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day, and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye.